our next story is Stacey Olver. Approaching the 10-year mark of living in Juneau, she's now more comfortable with saying she's local rather than new to Juneau. Moving on from soccer mom and sending care package days, she's exploring new pursuits, enjoying seasonal van life with her loving hubby, and relying on PT exercises and stretching to keep up with the family dog. Here's Stacey.
Hello, how are you tonight? Thanks for being here. Here's my story. Roxy really needed a walk. We'd foregone our 2.5-mile walk in the morning because of social engagements and the fact that it was a really wet, cold end of May, but yet felt like March day. We had a party to go to up at Eagle Crest, so I decided I'd take her in the car and take care of the walk there. So in the car she went, and we drove up, and we enjoyed the party at the cabin at Eagle Crest. When the high school grads decided to go out and play a little bit of hide-and-go-seek, I thought this would be a good time to get my dog out for a walk. So I popped her out of the car, and we started walking around. And no sooner that we got down the parking lot close to the porcupine chair, she began to howl and bark. She'd found one of the kids. I didn't feel like this was very good form. You know, wasn't fair to the kids. So we turned around, I put her back in the car, went back to the party. After I said my farewells, it gotten a little bit later, I'd stayed longer than I had intended to. It was getting close to dinner time. We headed down Fish Creek Road. I was still thinking about that walk and feeling guilty for having my dog in the car for so long. As we passed Salmon Creek, aha, I'll do a walk there. We won't have to go home and just walk on the wet road. So went around the hospital, went past Wildflower Court, parked in the parking lot there, and got Roxy out of the car for a walk. And I made sure that she had her bright red new GPS tracking collar and handheld with me so we could have a little off-leash time. And up the trail we went. And there were quite a few people that day. They must have had the same idea. And my overly social dog wanted to meet and jump on every person we met. She wanted to chase every dog. And this took a little bit longer. And my social battery actually was a little low after being at a party. And so I just wanted to get up the trail, find a nice quiet spot where she could run around a little bit and probably wear her out. Because, as you know, a tired dog's a happy dog, yeah? So we kept walking, and there's more people, and there's more running around, and I'm going further up and further up trying to find a good spot to have a good run around. And about the time we get up to the bridge, it had been, I don't know, 5 or 10 more minutes of not seeing anybody. So we stopped. I had Roxy sit, and she gave me a glance with her pretty brown eyes, like, I'm ready to go, Mom. And I unclipped the leash and gave her the command that she could go. Be free. And be free she did. She bolted. This wasn't zoomies. This wasn't running around back and forth. This was a full-on marathon. I'm headed up the trail, Mom. Oh, man, now I've lost my dog. I'm kind of miserable. I just want to go home. So I started running. And I'm trying to fiddle with the controls to give her a little vibration to call her back. I'm looking at how in the heck is she 200 yards away from me already? I better follow this arrow to go get my dog. After a minute or so of this, I stopped to catch my breath. And as I glanced up, here she comes. Doot, 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 doot. Tail wagging, happy face. Ah, Mom, that felt great. All right, I'm ready to go now. I think you are too. So she came, she got lots of loving for coming back. She sat down, I clipped the leash back on her collar, and we headed down the hill. It was pretty quiet by now. We weren't seeing anybody on the way down. I was so focused on, I just want to get down the trail, I want to get back to the car, let's go home. And we are keeping up a fast pace. About the time the trail turns to start that descent down to the parking lots, Roxy bristles, and she kind of has a low I wasn't expecting this. I look down at the dog and I ask her to sit. What's going on, Rox? And then I turned my head to where she was looking and focusing. And there, on the right side of the trail, probably about as far from here to the end of the room here, maybe 25 yards, it certainly felt really close, was a bear. A big black bear. Ah, fush. Rut-row. Nobody knows I'm here. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? My mind just started spinning. My legs started shaking a little bit. Luckily, Roxy was just sitting and watching. Nobody knows I'm here, and I've been really quiet, and I don't have bear spray. I left the bear spray at home, too. Good job, Stace. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Okay, I talked to the bear. Hey, bear. Hey, I'm human. Just go ahead. Go. 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 Go away. I. No problem. No problem. I'm human. You don't. I'm not a bother. Didn't work. Bear was there. It turned towards me. It's watching me. We'd seen bears, but this is the first time that I think a bear had really stopped and was watching us. What do I do? What do I do? Hey, bear. I make myself big. Boom. Star shape. I'm big. Slightly askew because I still have the leash. I'm big. Come on, bear. Go away. Bear didn't go away. Bear's still watching me. What do I do? I'm feeling very heavy. My heart's beating. My legs are shaking. Luckily, Roxy was just still. Good dog. And then, okay, something non-threatening. The bear has to know that I'm not a threat. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. Yeah, I started singing. I la-la'd every tune I could remember for a couple minutes or two. And then the bear seemed to shrug, turned its head, and wandered off into the woods. The relief, the weight off my shoulders. Roxy sensed this too and popped up and was ready to take off down the trail. Hold on a minute, girl. Hold on a minute. And when it was finally clear, I felt we could go. We trotted down the trail, singing all the way there. And we got to the car. I picked her up, put in the back. Her 50 pounds probably felt light as a feather, maybe adrenaline still. And I got in my car. And when my legs stopped shaking, my heart slowed down, we drove safely home. And so, if you ever hear me singing in the woods, just know I'm keeping the bears away. Thank you.